10 of it.
And if that fella comes back to you after you've discharged him to ask you to take him on again, he might say, well, just give me
another tank.
And if a person's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you might say, well, he seems to be in a good
humor.
What about a person who really didn't know what was going on, but he, like he knew it all? He what? Acted like he knew it all?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. What about if a boy left his best pencil out on his desk and when he came back it was gone? He might say, well, I'll bet somebody
quite stole it.
Okay. And you might say, well, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Or the other way around, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't. Okay. And talk about the word write. Say, today you write a letter, yesterday you
wrote a letter.
And you have
wrote.
Okay. And what about after you write the letter, you say, I expect in or in
action.
Okay. And after you write the letter, you put it in the envelope and you do what to it?
Dress it.
And you say, I want to write him, but I don't know his
address.
Okay. What about if a little boy has learned something new, like how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him, well, who? And if somebody asks you if you've put up that new fence yet, you might say, well, no, but I
intend to.
Okay.
I'm going to.
What do you call a child who goes around telling on others?
Tattletale.
Does tattle and gossip mean the same thing?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah,
I agree. Okay. What do you call these things that you might grow out in a garden? You might.
No, gossip and tattletale are different.
Big part?
Gossip and tattletale. Gossip where you tell where you heard it and tattletale,
What about these things that are pretty, grow out in a garden? You might go out and cut some of them and put them in a vase and put them up on the mantle.
Flowers.
Okay. And what do you call these things that children play with? You say he's got a lot of
stickers on someone. Roses.
Okay. And what about a little child? Those things that he plays with? You say he's got a lot of
play things. Toys.
Play pretty the same thing?
Yeah.
You hear people say that? Okay. What about if something has happened that you expected to happen, or you were afraid that was going to happen, like maybe a child hurting himself, and when it actually does happen, you might say, well, I
told you about it.
Okay. What about if I have something right now, well, if I have something that you need right now, you tell me to do what?
That I need, right? Loan it to me, or let me have it, or
give me that.
Give it to me.
Okay. I give that to you now. Yesterday I
gave it to you.
And I have
given it to you.
Okay. And you say you begin to do something, but yesterday you
did.
Okay. Or if you begin doing it yesterday, you say yesterday I
finished it up, I started it or something like that.
Okay. What about talking about run? You might say, well, I have to run somewhere now. Yesterday
I ran.
And I have
run.
Okay. And talk about the word come. Well, he comes in today. Yesterday
he came.
And he has
come.
Okay. And talking about the word see. You see something now. Yesterday you
saw.
And you have
seen.
Okay. And what about if you're trying to go out on the road somewhere, but the highway department's out there working on the road, you say, well, you can't get through there. They've got their machines out there and the road's all torn up somewhere. And if you gave your niece a bracelet for Christmas, you might tell her, well, why don't you go ahead and
wear it?
Or put it on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the word do. You say you do something now. Yesterday you